This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And oh my goodness, what a situation with the closure. Yes, it's an emergency. No, not the federal government. Tumamoc Hill here in Tucson is closed to hikers and walkers for 2 weeks while it gets repaved. It was closed on Tuesday, the 22nd of January, and it will not reopen before the 5th of February. What is a workout fanatic to do? Well, here's what you to do. I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. Now, these are not going to be paved, but they will be close. The paved trails that we have around Tucson are generally flat, and I'm thinking that you Tumamoc people are going to want something with a little elevation change, because that's a big piece of what Tumamoc Hill is about for folks, getting that 200 to 250 foot elevation climb for the aerobic benefits. So here's some places to go. First of all, the Painted Hills area just west of downtown. It's close, a 15-minute drive. You can go out Anklam Road to access the south border of it, or Speedway Boulevard to access the north side. Now, that property's been through some ownership changes, and it's my understanding it is back in the possession of the city of Tucson to be made into a county park. You will find pullouts at various places along those two routes, and old Jeep trails that follow the ridgelines to the summits of that area. Here's a good news, too. It's dog-friendly, but please clean up after your dog. Please, please, please. Some other places you might consider: Tucson Mountain Park has many, many trails, and I'm going to suggest to you three that have some elevation change. Might be a little further than you're used to, but you can always go out and come back on these hikes. They are loops. The first is the Brown Mountain Loop. At 3.9 miles, it's a pretty good workout. Now, the Brown Mountain Loop is the most rigorous of these three that I'm suggesting. It has a elevation climb of 650 feet, give or take. The other two, about 250 feet of climb. The Bittersweet Camaro and Sunset Pass Loop, 3.3 miles. And the Explorer's Loop at 1.9 miles. All of these offer some elevation gain. A great place for directions to these is an alltrails.com. Has a nice selection. If you go to alltrails.com and put in Tucson Mountain Park, you'll find directions and a little bit of information about each of these hikes. There are other easier trails in Tucson Mountain Park that do not have the elevation climbs, though. So looking forward to seeing you, maybe stretching and hiking someplace where it's a little wilder and there's no pavement while Tumamoc Hill is closed. This has been Eb Eberline with Southwestern Trails.